All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page 59. So the Ramchal writes over here, he says the following: Ata niskoni nafshis, ata ba muchan alachaim, ata lo rak niskal bahem, ata ba elem im tochnis b'ria klolis. So we'll say, remember again, the Ramchal was talking about the beautiful idea, namely, that a person has to make sure to always engage in the process of cheshbon ha-nefesh, the constant process, ultimately, again, of contemplating, of analyzing. And remember that Kashtel introduced us yesterday to the beautiful idea that even if a person has nothing else going on in life, right, even if I'm not engaged in anything or doing anything, the notion of taking the time to analyze and to review the different things that I've done, the different decisions that I've made, and to try to figure out, did I do the right thing, not do the right thing? He says, this way a person comes prepared to life. So you will say, what Rav Kashtiel posits is, there are two ways you could live. You could, you know, fumfer or stumble through life, kind of just taking each thing as it comes up and stumbling over the paths as I get lost. Or a person could proactively prepare. Now that being said, there's a limit to how much you could actively, proactively prepare. Again, you know, klal gadol in life is, you could only anticipate things for which you have a frame of reference. Things that I can never expect or that I never fathomed would happen, it's exceptionally difficult to prepare for. But everything else which covers the majority of life, a person could absolutely prepare for, a person could be proactive in. Person begins to analyze the different paths of the maze. Person begins to think about all the things that have happened in the past as a way of preparing for the future. Person is able to set themselves up for a life of preparedness. Ata ba'ilehem im tochnios b'ra'ya kolalas. Person comes to life with a plan and with clarity of vision. Page 60. Lachin, ata misbonin b'sich lecha tamid b'chol tzad umaktish zman miyuchad lach shovaze. Therefore, we'll say in this, Rav Kashtiel is really, really echoing the sentiment of the Ramchal that it's not just enough in life to say that I'm going to be a contemplative person, but rather a person must actively set aside time for contemplation. So this is an important yisod, which is exceptionally difficult in our kind of manic pace of life today, but nevertheless an important yisod, which is generally you can't wait to contemplate until the situation comes up. That is an important idea. So people often figure, when does contemplation come up? I'm faced with a challenge. Let me take a step back, think about it, analyze, contemplate, and figure out how to address it. Now, that is a good approach as well. But Rav Kashtiel says there's an additional piece, which is that contemplation really has to take place even before situations arise. Contemplation has to be a staple that Ramchal suggests of each and every day. Again, you know, it doesn't mean that a person goes to a hilltop for 2 hours every single day and crosses their legs and, you know, hums and contemplates. But the idea is, it doesn't sound bad, right? But the idea is that a person just takes even a few minutes every single day, where a person shuts off everything, tunes out everything else, and just retreats into the self. If you remember, again, we were discussing this last week a little bit, when we were learning the Sefer Da Es Atzmicha, Know Yourself, very beautiful and important Sefer. So then the Chabad there was discussing the idea, if you remember, that Adam Arishon, there are two stories of Adam. There is the story of Adam before Chava, the first, like in the story of Sheshes and Bereshis, Chazal brought the story of Adam without Chava, and then there's the story of Adam with Chava. Now, the truth is, why two accounts? Why not just merge the creation of man with the creation of man and woman? So, if you remember again, the Sefer Da'as Atzmicha suggested a very beautiful yisod, which was that there are two forms of Adam. There's Adam by himself, and there's Adam with others. So Adam with others, I know that's Adam with Chava, that's Adam with his wife, that's Adam with his family, that's Adam with his children, Adam is not with his parents, but it's Adam with his parents. It's a person with all of his life social relationships. But then there's another Adam, and that's Adam by himself. That's Adam ultimately, again, who takes time to be with himself and by himself, and not focused on anyone other than himself. Now again, not in a selfish way, but just in an introspective way. That time that Adam has to have by himself in his personal Gan Eden, wherever that may be, is something that's exceptionally important each and every day. So let's end off the section, this chapter ends off Mahu haderech ha'amiti lefi chok ha'torah sha'adam tzarech leilich bo. So a person has to contemplate, what is the true path? What is the Torah path that I'm supposed to go on? Va'achar kach yavo lehisponin al ma'asav. Then a person could contemplate his actions. Im heim haladerech hazeh, im lo. Are my actions on the right path? Are they not? Ki al yidei zeh, vaday sheyihye lo nokia litar mikora uliyasher kol derachav. We'll say it's an amazing thing. The Ramchal says that the goal to spiritual success is not simply learning more, doing more chesed, giving more tzedakah. Those are all important things. The goal to spiritual success, says the Ramchal, is taking the time for daily contemplation. Daily contemplation. Taking the time each and every day to think about my life, to think about my direction, to think about what I'm doing. Ki al yidei zeh. Look what the Ramchal writes. This is the Ramchal's wording. Ki al yidei zeh. Because through daily contemplation, figuring out, are my actions good or not? Is what I'm doing correct or not? Is my life going in the right direction or not? Through this contemplation, ki al yidei zeh, vada sheyihye lo nokia litahir mikora uliyasher kol derachav. It'll be easier for a person to purify himself from all ra, from all negativity, and to straighten out his ways. Kimo shakosav omer, Palis ma'aga raglecha v'chol drachecha yikonu. V'omer nach besod drachinu v'nachkora v'nashuva al Hashem. Literally, again, illuminate the steps of your pathway, and illuminate the steps of your feet, and all of your paths will become straightened. Yikonu means organized. And nach besod drachinu v'nachkora v'nashuva al Hashem. Let us seek out. Let us investigate our ways. And we will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll say, such ends the Parak Gimel in this Sefer, which is the Parak, again, the Parak ultimately, again, of Zihiros. The need, ultimately, again, to be an introspective, contemplative person, and seeing all the different variations, all different forms that introspection takes. Let's begin Parak Dalet. Bederech Kinyas HaZihiros. So I'll say, so remember again, the Ramchal set up Mesilas Yesharim in a really special and brilliant way. And that was, he describes the midah, he describes the attribute. I will say, you know, sometimes the difficulty in learning Mussar is that you get the information, here's what I have to do. But often what's missing is, how do I do it? Like the implementing, we all know what we have to do in life. Knowing what I have to do is not the difficulty. The implementation of it is often where the challenge is. So what the Ramchal does is, every time he discusses a particular midah, a particular attribute, a particular trait that he wants us, that he feels we should acquire, the next step after that is, how do I acquire it? The implementation. So we'll say, so that's very important. So now we're going to begin Parak Dalet Bederech Kinyas HaZihiros. How do I acquire the midah of Zihiros? How do I become a contemplative person? So Ramchal Omer B'Tchilas HaSefer, Shehu Yinateach Lanu Kol Midah. So the Ramchal told us at the beginning of his sefer that he's going to analyze for us, yinateach, like from Lashon Nituach, like a surgery and operation, he's going to dissect for us each and every midah, help us to understand the necessary midos, and help us to acquire them as well. Perek, excuse me, humevi es hadrachim liknososa, see, he brings us the different pathways to go and acquire these midos. Uma olu lifgoa ba. And he also points out to us what goes ahead and not the tracks, but the rails, the process. So for example, again, if you remember, in the midah of Zihiros, in this midah of contemplation, introspection, so remember again, what is it ultimately that detracts or derails from this midah? Remember, what did Ramchal say? Busyness. Busyness. If I'm too busy and I've always got stuff to do and I always have places to be and I always have people to speak to and I'm always busy, busy, busy. I might be legitimately busy, but there's always time for the things that are important in life. So Ramchal says that takes away from Zihiros. A person who never has time to think, obviously, can't think and be contemplative. He says, Perek Dalet, Perek Choshev. So the Rav Kashtiel writes, the Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter, remember again, he's arranging this according to the chapters of Mesilas Yesharim. So the fourth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim is a very important one. Mehem hadrachim leknias hazehiros. Because in this chapter, we find the pathways to acquire the midah of Zihiros. Hakavana ech ma'orim es hamotivatsia kedei lihios zohir. So we'll say, what's the job of this parak? The motivation. Right? From here we have to try, okay, it's very nice. We highlighted Zahiros is important, Zahiros is a good thing. Great. What's the motivation? How do we acquire it? Dibarnu al chashivusa shel Zahiros. So now I understand the importance of Zahiros. How do I awaken the motivation to actually acquire this midah? Let's do one more line of our site. Hatzah harishona nechona lechulam. So we'll say the first point over here, about the first point that Ramcha makes, is something that is applicable to all. What does he say? Hine mashem mevi es ha'adam al derech klal ala Zahiros hulimod ha'Torah. So we'll say, the first thing that Ramcha says is that the first pathway to Zahiros, the first pathway to becoming a contemplative and thoughtful person, is learning. Is learning. We'll say, you know, one of the things, and we look what he writes. Kedei la'ores ha'motivitzia le'zihiros, sarech la'asok b'limud ha'Torah. Without learning, a person cannot be a contemplative, thoughtful person. I will say, now, you can say that one second. I know plenty of people that don't go ahead and learn and are thoughtful and introspective people. 1,000%. You could be thoughtful and introspective. The shaila is, what is directing your thought and introspection process? Meaning, a person could be a very thoughtful and introspective person, but what's creating the framework for that introspection? How do you know what you're doing is correct or not correct? Well, so this is an incredible yisod. This is why, by the way, that in general, for example, all of us struggle with mitzvos. All of us struggle with different things, right? This one is hard, this one is hard. I'll tell you one of the things that often I find is very interesting. Something to struggle is mechiyas amalek, wiping out amalek. Well, saying, so what's the halacha of wiping out amalek? You wipe out every single man, woman, and child. So today they would call that genocide. If you go in somewhere, you walk into Amalekite territory, you wipe out every single man, woman, and child. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So it's a pshat, meaning we look at that and I say it seems a shtickle immoral. In fact, remember, Shaul HaMelech struggled with this. That's why he did not kill out Amalek. But we also know that this is why the Ribono Shel Olam urges us very carefully to understand that he defines morality. We do not define morality. It's a very important resource. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it, it's moral. If he says not to do it, it's immoral. At the end of the day, I don't define the code of morality. Man doesn't define the code, because we see, history has shown us that when man defines morality, that's when we get into all kinds of trouble. I bend my knee before the Ribono Shel Olam, I say, Ribono Shel Olam, it bothers me, meaning I don't get it, but that's okay. I don't have to get it. I submit to your system of morality, and I submit to your system of right and wrong. Says Ramchal, that's why the first step, and with this we'll have to stop, but the first step ultimately, again, in establishing Zahiros is Limud HaTorah. Because without Torah, there's no framework. And without framework, any introspective process, to a certain degree, is a bracha levatola, becomes an exercise in futility. Samir Tashem will pick up over here tomorrow, again, how Limud HaTorah, how it is that Torah learning, ultimately shapes our ability to be introspective people.